Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Plotting Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am your ghost host, Derek.
And I am Craig.
You gotta leave all that in, too.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down those safety bars. But we won't be doing that for you. Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, is that why we're doing that?
Yes, Craig.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Craig. Pay attention.
This is episode 84.
84.
boo to you, too. I think I want to spell that T-O-O.
To also? You? As in yes. Also? Okay.
Yeah. And you.
Last and year, our you. Halloween episode, I believe it was episode 7, was titled Boo to You.
Titled episode 7.
and so this is Boo to You too, guys.
Okay. Makes sense.
So what are we going to be talking about on today's show, guys?
Halloween. And boom to you.
Not just Halloween, but what frightens you about the Disney parks?
Everything.
A lot lately.
Yes. So last year we talked about some of the spooky things we liked in the Disney parks, some of the scary stuff you see there. What do you find scariest about Walt Disney World? But this year, I think we're going to have a little different take on it, aren't we, Derek?
Whatever you say, Matthew.
Craig?
Yes.
Okay, let's just jump right in. I'll get us started then. Guys, you know what really frightens me about Walt Disney World?
No.
It's the increased prices on buffet dining.
Okay. Do you laugh like that when you
did? You all see our friend's Josh's post the other day about the increase in the prices?
Yes, I did.
Yes. What I took away from that is this: any buffet that you're going to eat at Walt Disney World
will soon be 2 credits.
I think they're heading that way for sure. Character dining, my goodness, our dead last character dining beach club, Cape May Cafe at the beach club, $40 a person for breakfast now. Now, granted, it was, I think, 32 or thereabouts, but still, that's a huge increase, seemingly overnight.
And really, it's across the board almost, in not just in character buffet meals, but
right,
ticketing and snacks, and it just seems like it's coming from every direction right now.
Yeah, and I think you're going to hear us talk a lot about pricing in this frightening, spooky Halloween episode.
We should have just called it Boo to You, Negative Nancy.
Yeah.
Can we also say, since you mentioned Josh a while ago, that your one of your sons and your wife was featured in a picture?
Yes, they did. It was a callback to an article he had done, the review he wrote about Ohana breakfast, which also is up north of $40. And dinner now, Craig, at Ohana is $55. Up from about, I do believe, $43, $44 in that range. So an increase of over $10 a person.
I've got the dining package, so.
Well, that's true. But then again, prices on the dining plan are going up after year.
Yeah, it has to.
So, yeah, in fact, we were supposed to have breakfast at Cape May Cafe in January because we're staying at the beach club. And we decided to opt out of that. We're going to actually go to, I think, Ale and Compass over at the Yacht Club, which has like a different type of buffet, but it's only $23.
Only.
You're talking about between Sissy and I both a savings of over almost $35 by switching. So Sissy and I already were kind of moving further and further away from doing a lot of sit-down meals. I think this last trip we went on kind of shed some light on that, but especially now with the prices, quick services, you know, we may do 1 or 2 sit-down meals, but I think that's going to be enough for us. The pricing of the buffets are just... $81 for lunch at Cinderella's Royal Table. $81, Derek.
It is a 2-credit, though.
That's true.
Signature.
Do you guys think one of the reasons they're doing this other than to make more money, is to maybe try to push more people to get the dining plan? Think that might have anything to do with it?
I guess we could wait for advertising to see if they come back in with that save 15%.
That's true.
Again, on their advertising for the dining package.
This is true. They're probably seeing a decline in dining plans because of our show, how we, for the most part, deter people from buying.
So, are you trying to say people don't listen to my advice?
No, no, no.
That's, I mean, that's what you just alluded to right there.
I think they listen to you frightfully close.
Are you okay?
It's Halloween. And we are in the graveyard. That is our, you know, gimmick.
Our shtick.
Our shtick. So, gentlemen, what about you, Derek? What do you find frightening in the Disney parks nowadays?
Nowadays, Disney seems to be doing what they can to prevent this, but right now it's crowds.
Oh no.
Crowds are terrifying to me, especially at the nighttime, some of the nighttime things, specifically at the parties, I guess is what I'm getting at, is I feel that Disney is overselling these parties.
Yeah.
And they're just not as enjoyable as they once were. Mm-hmm. And like everybody knows that I've only been going since about 2013. Yeah. And I can tell a big difference in party crowds. So if I can tell that in 5 years, I'd hate to be somebody that's been going since, or much longer than I have been, and seen this explosion, really.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that, of course, if you listen to the Grim Grinning Guys, Derek, you can get around the crowds.
You can, but they're still not fun.
It's like you said, for the parties, though, you can't really avoid a lot of it. It's just, if they're oversell, I mean, you can't, what can you do about it? But I would hope that, and that might be the price increase is what they keep doing. But, you know, what it's shown in the past is price increases don't matter. People are going to keep coming.
And they're a business. And I've been to several parties the past couple of years, and everyone is, I still enjoy them, but navigating is more difficult. And then that makes the regular nights that much more difficult.
Right.
Like people that want to see the regular fireworks shows. They're coming on those nights, and those are horrendous to be around.
Again, I still think we do all the tricks to get around it, but I don't know what the answer to that is. But it's a scary thing.
It is, and someday, and I don't know when, but someday Disney will find out what their ceiling is on their pricing, and it's gonna hit. I think it's gonna hit them hard and fast.
Oh, is that a haunted house? No, it's overcrowded Magic Kingdom Park. I'm enjoying this show.
Yeah, we can tell.
Craig, what do you find a little schmooky this time of year?
It's not just this time of year. It's all year is the transportation.
Of course.
I'm always going to get off on transportation.
Room location?
It always depends on you know, what. Where you are for transportation, though, like, again, I was very, very pleased when we stayed at French Quarter. Of course, it's a smaller resort, so the transportation is not as bad because it's not as packed. But even when we had Mandy on here talking about Pop Century, when you stay at the big resorts, you're going to have bad resort busing. But I know Disney's trying to work on it. It's very obvious because they have the wait times posted. They also have different cast members out there trying to, you know, contact buses and things like that when they are overcrowded. But I don't know if you ever get through that. And I always feel bad about complaining about it. I really don't. But I always kind of feel bad about complaining about it because it's free. I mean, it's part of it. I didn't have to park my car. I didn't have to drive my car. I didn't have to rent a car.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that is something that scares me is having to wait on buses, especially when park closes. That's my biggest pet peeve. That's something that scares me about Disney.
Well, I think you alluded to it, Craig. I think they're trying to do what they can for that. And I've seen some people report where the app really is beneficial in terms of timing out when they go to the bus stop and whatnot.
Is there anything else that scares you, Matthew, about Disney?
Oh, where to begin? I am a little scared about, honestly, the new, and going back to pricing, but the ticket system that has been implemented in terms of, okay, if you arrive on this day, you're going to pay X number of dollars per day that you're here for the ticket. And, you know, they've been doing this for a while with one-day tickets, but now it's for the length of your stay. And they say it's because to help with the crowding, Derek, But as Josh has written about, and as I think we're all well aware, that's not really going to help with the crowding, because people go when they can go, and it doesn't matter how much the ticket is or not. And so I mean, obviously not for people like us, but I think it hurts those people who try to go now and buy Disney tickets. I think it just adds another wrinkle to that process, to an already complicated process.
Disney has never been accused of trying to do things less complicated. I thought the seasonal pricing they already had in play was pretty substantial when it comes to being complicated, but now that you've got the day-to-day pricing, I wanted to go before Christmas, and I'm not finding any room availability. So I was checking in January, and towards the end of January is kind of the cheapest times to go right now, or that I've seen.
Oh, you want to stay in one of our hotels?
I was even looking at Caribbean Beach. I was thinking about going back there. That's how you're desperate really
digging
I was
into
getting.
The belly of the beast.
Because I was like, well, they've got the new stuff. Everything's in one building now.
Hey, that new food court does look amazing. I saw a post about it the other day. The food court looks awesome. Yeah. Just the way it's set up, and you don't have to wait at the register. Whew, I just felt a chill in the air.
Did you?
Yes. It's the money leaving my wallet.
As we speak, I don't think anything else really scares me. Something that doesn't scare me in some of the news coming out is I'm excited for the two festivals coming again this year, the holiday festival.
Yes.
And the Festival of the Arts in January, February. And those do not scare me. I'm kind of excited. I would really like to go and see those.
So he's talking about the opposite of what we're trying to
do. Yeah, I am. I'm trying to be, well, when we do our outros.
Are you going to be going for the Festival of the Holidays?
I'm trying.
Look at him.
I'm trying Craig. To negotiate this.
I know.
When's Craig going to go on another trip?
I've got two boys, but.
He has obligations or something.
Something like that.
I'll tell you something else that scares me. It's where this goes along with mine too, while I go with transportation. Is when you go to Hollywood Studios, where you have to walk from now because of the gondolas.
Yes, that is a long walk. It's hideous. But, I mean, eventually it's going to look nice. They're just gearing everything toward Star Wars Galaxy's eggs.
Eggs.
And speaking of eggs things I'm edge. Frightened of.
You're frightened of eggs?
Hollywood Studios in the year 2020. Try to get in.
Have they ever closed that park to capacity?
I know they did on opening day, and I think they did early on in its infancy when the park was much smaller than it is now. But I don't think they have in recent years.
It's going to happen in 2020, and I don't know. I know that Disney doesn't want to do this, but I would almost restrict the number. I know they do this on some level, but they've got to come up with a hard number. Not going to allow anyone in at all.
Well, I think you're going to see.
I mean, it's,
I think
mean,
you'll see Galaxy's Edge.
Like they're gonna have to. What do you think that park capacity is?
Oh, I have no idea.
50, 60,
it's hard
000.
To say now compared to what it's going to be. But I mean, I think they're going to close Galaxy's Edge to capacity every day.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're only. You're going to have to schedule your Hollywood Studios day, like you were. Or you're going to have a reservation to get into Hollywood Studios.
A certain time of day?
No, like a certain day.
Do you think you could get to where you'll have to schedule it?
I would.
I can foresee them doing something like you can schedule your time in Galaxy's Edge at a certain time
of
day.
Because they've done that with some of the...
And again, that's going to go to encourage people to stay on site.
Right. You know, and they've done that some with the pass holder stuff.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's not something we'd really thought about, but I can definitely see them saying, okay, it's 60 days out. Not only can you book your fast pass times, but you can book a 2-hour block to go be in Galaxy's Edge or something like that.
When does Galaxy's Edge Disneyland open?
They're both projected for late 2019.
Are they opening at the same exact time?
No.
I think Disneyland's is projected
it's supposed
to open
be a little
first.
Earlier.
That's what I was thinking, so I wonder if they'll gauge it by that.
Well, I think the park demographics are so different. You have so many rides in Disneyland Park.
Right.
Then again, it is a small park in terms of acreage. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. But you want to talk about pure fear? rope drop to Galaxy's Edge whenever that first opens. Yes. For like the first year. Well, even now, going to Flight of Passage is awful.
It is.
Awful rope drop experience. Craig, what frightens you? I can see you down there shaking and rattling and rolling.
Whenever you have something planned and all of a sudden it's closed.
Ooh, that's lame.
Kind of like when we had our whole morning planned and then they closed.
Expedition Everest was closed.
Yes.
Yeah, it throws a wrench in the plan.
Yes.
Which is why you have to have the note card to know.
And that's why we head over to Primeval Hurl.
Twice.
Something that frightens me, and it's knock on wood, I haven't had too many experiences with this, is being in a line to get on a ride and then the ride goes down.
Yes.
And you've waited all that time.
That did happen to us the first time, the first time we've ever rode
Flight of Passage. Yeah. I mean, we were able to get right back on. I guess I'm thinking more of like but a major shutdown.
We stood in line for an hour and a half.
That's true. Never mind. Yes.
It gets frustrating because you think, well, how long do we have to wait? Should I wait? Should I just go ride something else, come back? And if you have waited in line a long time, then... And mind you, we need to say that is the longest we've ever waited in line for anything.
That's true.
That is. With something going down or whatever, is waiting in line for a snack that they're sold out of. That's happened to me before.
Oh, really? Do you remember what snack?
It was the donut sundae.
Oh, yeah. They don't even have that anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I think it's gone. At the Plaza?
Yep.
Pretty sure it's gone. But Plaza is now taking reservations for breakfast, I did see.
Great. Yeah. That's probably to accommodate those that don't want to pay $50 a person to eat with
Cinderella.
Wendy the Pooh.
Wendy the Pooh.
But Derek, since you mentioned that, you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they don't have cream cheese pretzels anymore.
Sorry, Matthew.
That's new.
So
that's very funny.
Whatever you expect, Matthew. Something you've really grown to love and enjoy.
Yeah, but you didn't wait in line for it.
I know, but it's even worse. It wasn't even there.
Hey, you know what I'm afraid of?
You gotta walk over the boardwalk to get it now.
You gotta walk over there.
Yes.
I'm afraid of all the many times in the near future that Craig is going to refer back to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Or a cream cheese pretzel.
Or a cream cheese pretzel.
He doesn't look happy.
He doesn't look happy. You can thank listener Clint for that. Craig, have you got that Mr. Toad tat yet?
You know, this brings up an interesting topic, and we can kind of segue with this on here. I thought it was interesting. Matthew read the book Reality Land, and has passed it on to me. And as I'm reading it,
you're reading a book.
I am. I know it's kind of strange.
Thank you.
But the more I read, the more I kind of see Walt never intended for Disneyland to always remain the same. He wanted to continue to evolve because he didn't want to be a amusement park where it's always the same. It's always got the Ferris wheel. It's always got this. So maybe my nostalgia is kind of changing just a little bit because my nostalgia goes back to Walt. And if Walt thinks, hey, you know, we don't need to keep everything the same because we want to evolve and change. And so I don't know if I don't have to go with that a little bit.
What's happening here, Derek?
We're in bizarro world.
So you mean to tell me if they...
Does that scare you?
I'm very scared now. So tomorrow, if they announce that in Disneyland they were closing down Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to put in a Moana ride, you'd be okay with it? There's no way he's telling the truth.
If it's going with Walt's dream, I mean, he wants to continue to evolve. So... And be ever changing, but the reason part of that was in Disneyland because he didn't have a lot of land to do a whole lot,
right?
So it had to. So anyway, I digress. Is there anything else that frightens you guys besides the Haunted Mansion?
Well, obviously the Haunted Mansion. Speaking of which, I did watch the Haunted Mansion the other day. I put that on our Twitter page. Now that's pretty frightening.
And it does frighten me coming out of the stretching room and going into the cattle. Heard there. Yeah,
that is true.
That is front. That's why you always
stand under the lady with the umbrella.
Yes.
Or wait for everybody else to go.
That's true.
I think you want to be first or last.
Yes. If you're not first,
like
you're last.
Not like Ricky Bobby.
You know what frightens me too?
What?
Tour groups.
They can take it over in a hurry. That's what we were doing. We kept doing this summer. We kept trying to race ahead of the tour groups.
You know what frightens me?
What?
All-Star Resorts.
Keep it coming, Craig. He's what else frightens you? I think Craig, I don't know if he's afraid of these things as much as he's just bashing them.
He's got coffee over there or something. Yeah.
I am frightened of only one side of Dumbo operating.
You're afraid of somebody talking to your wife in a bad way.
I'm look here,
cast member.
Well, I'm not afraid of that. I'll throw down. I'll throw hands with the best of them. I've never been in a physical confrontation.
And that
in my
may be
life.
The first time you ever used the phrase "throw hands." Yeah. Too.
What does throw hands?
Hey, he's can a look school, it up. He's a high school teacher.
Hey, I'm down with all the lingo.
He's with the lingo.
Well, guys, it has been a spooky episode. We better get out of here.
We're kind of. It's like a whole bunch of Derek's on this episode.
By the way, are you guys going to be watching Disney's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow this week?
Of course.
Mandatory viewing. Narrated by Bing Crosby. Probably my favorite Halloween special. I watch it every year with Bruin. It's great. Ichabod, what a name. No, not that. It's a Halloween.
Of a headless horseman.
Here we go.
Just like the one.
Dapper Dan's better
I'm sorry to our nurse.
I have no apologies to make. Dapper Dan's better look out.
Watch out, Dapper.
Who we could be, the Diaper Dan.
It's now time for the longest running segment. It is
Grim Grinning Greatness.
And today's Grim Grinning Greatness question is brought to you by the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Playing Podcast.
This is Debbie Downer. All right, guys, I've got the question, and this actually comes from Robbie Bottoms, loyal listener.
Thank you, Robbie.
He posed this the other day on Twitter, and I thought
this was not to us. This was not to us.
But it was to anybody that wanted to answer. He said to those of you, and I'm just paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but he said to all those of you that enjoy Disney, live for Disney, what would be the one thing, and this kind of goes along with the frightening thing, that's why I thought about it, what would be the one thing that would make you quit going to Disney? He said the price increases and they're more catering to DVC. What would be something that would keep you absolutely, you finally say, this is it, I'm not going back to Disney? And my answer is if it starts getting not as family friendly. You know, if you just don't see as much as focus on families, focus on encouraging families to be a part of and encouraging families to be there. Because I think that's, I mean, you can go back again. I said this earlier. Look at what Walt intended Disney to be, and it was about family. And I think if it gets away from that, that's probably going to say for me, you know, I just don't want to be a part of that anymore. So that would probably be what drove me over the edge.
Yeah. You know, when we were in Disneyland a few years ago, we happened to be there on one of those grad nights, and it kind of had that feel. You know, you had all these young teenagers just kind of running all over the park. It was wild. Nobody was really policing them. And it was looking back on it, I would not have wanted to be there with my kids because they're, you know, you had these young, seemingly out of control teens there. And obviously that's a small sample size because that's not all year round.
Sure.
But yeah. I think,
but if it came to be, hey, we're going to start doing more of this stuff, yeah, right.
But I think Disney right now does a pretty good job of policing all that.
Right.
But, yeah, that's definitely a no-go for me. What about you, Derek?
For me, it's going to be if I feel that Disney is losing its magic. Hmm. And by that, I mean, to me, they've lost a little bit when they start charging for parking. Mm-hmm. And I say losing the magic.
At the hotel stage, right.
Losing the magic, I mean losing their Disney difference.
Yeah.
And I feel that they're losing that in some when they start charging for things like parking. Just they've had 2 parking increases at the parks this year and stuff like that. The Disney difference used to be hospitable and it may cost Disney some money, but that's why they had people to come back time and time again. And I think with just little changes like that, I think that they're losing that Disney difference a little bit.
Yeah.
If that makes, I'm not.
Oh, I think so. I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think that Disney does things the Disney way. And it kind of goes back again, referring to the book Matthew, and I'm started reading Matthew's Reb. One of the things that that is mentioned in there is how Disney went through a span there where they were just doing things like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And the rides weren't that great. You know, I think they've come way past that now. I think, you know, we're looking at Galaxy's Edge, at Toy Story Land. They're doing things really good. But at one point, they just did things just to release new things or just to – and they were ho-hum. So it kind of goes on what you're saying. When they quit losing that magic and quit looking for, hey, this has been done, but we're going to do it this way, and it's going to be that much better. I think if they ever stop doing that and start looking at just the bottom line, it's exactly what you're saying.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, we're starting to see some of that with some of the cuts that have been made and whatnot.
I mean, yeah, a lot of the cast members that have been cut recently, I think it applies that this could apply to also.
Well, and for that matter, I mean, you could almost say there's a little stint of time you didn't spend there because they did away with these rides before they had anything else in place. You know, we saw that with the Great Movie Ride and other things.
I'm just going to say if they become overly political in what it is they do, and I will not elaborate on that, but I just don't want to see... you know, everything now has become political, and I'm a social studies teacher, so I'm very familiar with this. But I don't want to see it become overly political one way or another. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great answer because again, Disney needs to stay out of that.
And I think it goes back to what you said about making it a family atmosphere.
Yeah, no one can touch what Disney does because it's Disney, and other people try to replicate that. But if Disney tries to become like everybody else, they'll lose. And it goes back. I think Derek summed it up. I mean, he answered everything we're saying.
Yep.
If they lose that Disney magic.
Yep.
And they need to be careful that they focus on that. And you know, and I think that was the intent of Robbie Bottom's question is, what's something that will keep, you know, because between us in this room right here, look how much money in the last 10 years we've spent at Disney.
Millions of dollars.
That's frightening.
From the DVC renters.
I think that if they take a focus off DVC renters, that's when I'll quit.
Well, going. I think we're in the midst of that.
I think they have to notice DVC renters first.
That was a great question, though. I think Robbie Bottoms, I appreciate him posing that on Twitter and allowing us to. Well, he probably didn't allow us, but we just took it.
Sorry, Robbie.
Good question.
Well, guys, it has been fun here in the graveyard. Been a little bone chilling, but hey, boo to you too. Has been fun.
Will somebody shut that window from where that air keeps coming in?
Craig, that's just
it's been doing that the whole time.
That's just the fear.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to be frightened. La 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 la.
Boo!
To.
And you.
I'm not doing it.
Thank you, listeners, so much for joining us on today's special Halloween episode. And as you leave, be sure to.
It's not really that special.
As you leave, be sure to.
Beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Ha 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 ha